AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Kevin McCarthy is leaving Congress just a few months after he was ousted as Speaker of the House. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
McCarthy had worked with Democrats to avoid a federal government shutdown in the fall.
I stand by that decision. At the end of the day, if I have to lose my job over it, so be it.
He did, the first speaker ever stripped of the gavel. McCarthy said then he would not run for the post again and now says he will leave his California seat altogether at year's end. It's a stunning end for a one-time deli owner who rose to second in line to the presidency before being toppled by hard-right conservatives. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. is expected to announce a $175 million package of military aid to Ukraine. Meantime, Congress is stalled on new aid for Ukraine.
The Republicans in Congress are willing to give Putin the greatest gift he could hope for and abandon our global leadership.
This is Minority Leader Mitch McConnell in the Senate.
Legislation that doesn't include policy changes to secure our borders will not pass the Senate.
Four Russian men accused of torturing an American during the invasion of Ukraine have been charged with war crimes. Attorney General Merrick Garland says they staged a mock execution.
There, they forced him to the ground, put a gun to the back of his head. The victim believed he was about to be killed. They moved the gun just before pulling the trigger, and the bullet went just past his head.
It marks the first prosecution against members of the Russian armed forces in connection with atrocities during the war against Ukraine. Texas authorities are charging a man with capital murder following a wave of day-long violence across two major cities, Austin and San Antonio, that left six people dead. An investigation is underway in Oregon in the deaths of two people whose bodies were found in creeks as an atmospheric river brought heavy rain. This is AP News. His family says TV producer Norman Lear has died. He was 101.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Maude, Good Times, Sanford and Son, One Day at a Time. Those were all Norman Lear shows. They were groundbreaking as well, reflecting conflicts over politics, single moms, racial divisions, and abortion. Lear said in a 2020 AP interview, putting a black family next door to the Bunkers on All in the Family seems like comedy gold.
It started with, what would Archie's reaction be to that?
Lear also founded the advocacy group People for the American Way. He said his interest in politics began as a kid when he'd mail his grandfather's letters to President Franklin Roosevelt. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Time Magazine's Person of the Year is Taylor Swift. Her year included the wildly popular Eras Tour and concert movie and Swift's closely watched relationship with Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.